And we have to remember that sometimes God allows us to stay in that place.
Yeah.
That there's purpose in the stuckness, so to speak. And that he is going to move us there. But sometimes it just depends on who we are, right? Sometimes we have to live it and 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 live it. And finally, something happens. And it might not be in that place at that time. I think as facilitators, we want it to happen in that place in that time because we want to experience it with you. But it might not happen until the ride home. It might not happen until the journaling that happens in the 24 hours. It might not happen. And that's why we keep coming, and this is a perfect entree to where I'm going with these last few minutes, but our journeys are dynamic. If we took a moment and we went back in our minds and in our hearts to how God has been in our life and how we have been being transformed. This is about spiritual formation. I've watched my child, my little boy, be introduced to music, taking piano lessons, and how he has begun to read music and begun to really understand how those notes all fit together. And now he's being introduced to wonderful words like staccato and allegro and legato and piano and forte. And this amazing stuff is coming out of those little hands. And his teacher is saying to me, I am so tickled with what he's doing. And I sense that as a facilitator. And I want to be there for that moment of discovery, for that moment, the aha of what's happening. But so much of our job as believers in Christ, as members of the church, and for this purpose, for our participation here is that we are waiting. We're in that place of knowing that God is at work in this dynamic spiritual journey that we are each on and that we're on together. And even more so, God is blowing the tops off of this world. He is at work in this amazing way. And we get to be a part of that. It's an incredible blessing. It's an incredible privilege that we get to be a part of it as believers. The other day, I got a phone call from my sister-in-law. She's had this beautiful neighbor who moved to Raleigh years ago and comes from no basis of faith. Brought up in a secular home. And we have been praying for this woman. Marilyn took the initiative this year after loving her and caring for her and invited her to a Bible study at our church. They're studying the book of John. And Marilyn called me and said, "You don't believe what happened." She said, "I am blown away, and I don't know why I'm blown away. I love God, and God loves me, and He's so good, and He's brought me to Himself. But you know what? He brought Erica to Himself today." And she said, "It's just so amazing, and it's so beautiful." And she was able to witness that. And throughout our lives, you know, it's that beauty of looking back at our lives and looking at where God has us and knowing that there is this happening. There is this being, there is this active something going on. But at the same time, we're kind of waiting, right? It's this and it's that, and it's the river and the ebb and the flow and the growth and the cultivation. We see it in all the agricultural language of the Bible. We see it in the beauty of music. We see it in creation and the seasons. Our challenge as believers in relationship with each other, our challenge as people drawn to this place as community, is to wait. And to from out of that place of waiting and expectation, because biblically, waiting is not standing in a line twiddling your thumbs. Biblically, waiting is active. It's hopeful. It's expectant. But we don't want to push through it, right? If we push through it, we could miss it. We could miss what God is doing in that process. And I think that brings another issue up, which is the who of during mates. If you're like me, and I got this from my grandfather, I want everybody involved in everything I'm doing because it is so great. And the other day, Jennifer and Sally said, "Oh, Mary, you're such a good recruiter." I said, "Oh, I am, and I sometimes it to my detriment." And I want everybody involved. And Pam and I share this. I know.
Come on.
Yes, come into my fold. Come in. But the truth of the matter is, this is not everybody's cup of tea. Right now, maybe never. And there are some pieces that need to be in place before this can be meaningful. I wonder if you would help enlighten that. From your experience, as you look at your own life and what's brought you here this weekend, from your experience, some of you who have been involved with Journey Mate,